Welcome, cool cats and kittens, to another episode of
Project Unreal,
right here on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. Each week we're joined by a special professional comedian guest and a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. And we all engage in a little long-form improv. Things stop being real and get very unreal. Can you dig it?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Q here with another episode of Project Unreal. Now, we are officially into our second season, but you guys have asked for it. You've begged for it. You've pleaded for it. And that is another episode of Commercial Chaos. It was a hit in season one, and you just couldn't get enough. So just as a quick refresher for those new to the Commercial Chaos scene, Commercial Chaos is where we take the entire episode of Project Unreal and we play a bunch of clips of our best real fake sponsor commercials from High Five the Podcast. That's right. Back on High Five the Podcast, we used to do improvised fake sponsors for our commercial breaks. Things got weird. Things got silly. We almost assuredly tried to get you to buy things. But either way, we've compiled the best and brightest here in a new compilation, which we are cleverly titling Commercial Chaos Part 2.
First, there was the Land Before Time.
And then there was the Land Before Time 2.
And then there was the Land Before Time 3.
And after that, the Land Before Time 4.
And then also the Land Before Time 5.
And after that came the Land Before Time 7.
But then, in a really unexpected move, was the Land Before Time 8.
And then the cinema classic, the Land Before Time 9.
Then, in theaters, but also at home and not really in theaters, the Land Before Time 9.
And then, following the Land Before Time 9, the Netflix-only release of Land Before Time 10.
And then, after Land Before Time 10, came the only exclusive to in-between YouTube videos special, Land Before Time 11.
And then the Walmart exclusive, Land Before Time 12.
And then, available only in a certain garbage can marked at Disneyland, Land Before Time 13.
And following that, the Amazon exclusive, Land Before Time 14.
And then following that, only given to a very special chosen few at St. Jude's Hospital, the Land Before Time 14.
And then, telepathically distributed, the Land Before Time 15.
And then, into the future traveling, but then into also the past, we don't know, the Land Before Time 16.
And then, the Jake Gyllenhaal helmed, where he does all the voices, Land Before Time 17?
Then, after Jake Gyllenhaal, came a cast of no one, the completely silent Land Before Time 19?
18.
18.
And following that, the Michael Douglas directed Land Before Time 19.
And then, everyone remembers the Michael Bay reboot of Land Before Time 20.
Which preceded the John Carpenter Land Before Time XXI.
Then, Land Before Time 12. Because that's just the way it goes.
I think you mean 22.
Yep.
But before 22... After 22 was episode 23, comma, Land Before Time.
Yes, and then Land Before Time 24.
Yes. And then Jason versus Land Before Time.
Yes.
Parentheses 25.
Then Land Before Time MIB 26.
And finally, Land Before Time 27. Join our fellow adventurers, Littlefoot, and his other dinosaur friends.
Honestly, I'm going to stop you right there. This is too many movies. I just don't care about the franchise anymore.
This is when they escape from the geriatrics home, though.
But do they?
They die there. The Notebook.
Watch it. Or don't.
The
Notebook
with dinosaurs.
Whatever. That's too many movies. Stop making Land Before Times.
Cars 2.
0.7.
Drinks! We buy your used beverages. You've got a Sprite that you didn't finish? Send it on down to Drinks! You got a Coke that's not all the way done? Someone else will take it. You got a root beer that's more root than beer? Give it to somebody else! You got a Gatorade with extra backwash? Somebody would love to wash in that. Drinks! Come on down! We buy your used beverages.
Welcome to Lieutenant Nero's underwater go-karts.
You want go-karts underwater? They don't work well, but they're wet. Guess what? Exhaust doesn't work 20,000 leagues down.
This isn't Governor Nero's underwater
go-karts.
This is Lieutenant Nero's underwater go-karts.
He's a top-ranking official in Atlanta.
You've heard of him.
You know things about him.
You like go-karts.
You also like Lieutenant
Go-karts!
Nero.
Go-karts!
Come on down and race a car today.
Underwater.
You'll drown.
Hey, bro. This ever happened to you? You're like, hey, I went on my time travel trip, and I stepped on a butterfly, and oh shit, Trump is now president. Well, just call me up and my partner. We've got me, Randy Quaid, and my partner, not that Randy Quaid, you know, and my partner, Doofus McPoops, and we've got our service. Uh-oh, we fucked up the past. Time travel cleanup.
Yo, look, I'm Doofus McPoops. My friends call me Doofs for short. So here's the deal. We run around. When you go to the past, everyone, all the rich folk nowadays, they all have their own personal time travel service, but they just go around and they just fucking litter shit all over the place. So it's like they bring a McDonald's cup from the future, 2018, and they take it back to 2013, and next thing you know, Princess Diana is part McDonald's cup.
Part McDonald's? Yo, bro, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, just last Thursday, real time last Thursday, not last Thursday, like, time travel last Thursday, I was out with this dude, and he was like, you know what? I was eating a Snickers in the Renaissance, and then, like, Prince Charles was all fucking whacked about it. And I was like, yo, bro, I got this. So I went back, I found that motherfucking Snickers wrapper, and I was like, hey, I got this. Don't behead that lady, bro!
Yo, so the other day, that's weird that you say that, because the other day, I was back in the Renaissance area, and I was like, hey, you guys, did anybody see a Snickers wrapper laying around? Right?
Yeah, right,
and
bro.
And first off, some looking like googly head queen looking chick came up to me and she says, excuse me, sir. Wife are out there. In the Renaissance time.
Dude, they talk so fucking weird.
They talk fucking weird,
bro. It is wicked strange.
It is fucking weird. So, anyway, so this broad's talking to me, right? And I'm like, I need a Snickers bar. A Snickers bar wrapper. Have you seen it? And she looks at me like I'm stupid, but I'm not fucking stupid, bro.
She's fucking stupid, bro.
I'll tell you what. And I was like, do you want to fucking go? I looked at her and I was like, do you want to fucking go? And she was... She started crying, bro. It made me actually feel kind of bad, right?
Right.
So then I went and talked to her father, and I decided to marry her, because that's what you do when you upset people in the Renaissance time. But what I didn't realize, bro, is while I was marrying her, turns out, last name's Snickers. So I fucked up the timeline, bro.
Well, first off, congratulations, bro, on your nups, right?
I appreciate it.
So, okay, let me tell you this story. I don't think you were here. You were on vacation out in Schenectady for this one, all right? I
fucking love Schenectady.
Oh, it's wicked.
Shit gets fucking wicked
it's
weird
wicked,
there.
Wicked good. All right, so I'm talking to this guy, and he's like, you know what I did? I went so far back in time, and I took my wiener dog. You know those little wiener dogs. They look like dicks, but they're dogs. And he took it back, and he's like, oh, no, my wiener dog was fucking a rat. Like, this is like Stone Age time, bro.
Oh,
and he's
fuck.
Like, I accidentally created ferrets.
What the fuck, bro?
Right? You know what? But then I met a ferret, and I was like, hey, he's pretty cool. So I just left it. I left that one.
Oh, so you just decided that it was just cool.
Yeah, I love ferrets.
That's
so
totally,
you can thank me, bro, for ferrets.
That's totally fine. Yo, so check this shit out. So the other day, this cat went back, right? And he was fucking around with computers and shit, right? And he said that his name was Al Gore. Okay, so I didn't really think too much about it. But then the other day, bro, I'm fucking watching TV, and here's this fucking jackass, Al Gore, telling people that he invented the fucking internet. I know it wasn't him. It was me, bro, because the other day I went back and I was fucking around with Bill Gates back when he founded Apple Computers, right?
Right, bro.
And I was fucking telling him, hey, man, look, in the future where I'm from, they have fucking all sorts of internet shit. Like, we can fucking tweet at people. We can fucking, like, we make friends on this thing called Facebook.
You tell him to get on that shit?
I told him to fucking get on
all
it, right?
Oh, good.
And then I told him, look, this fucking Al Gore guy comes around here. You tell him to get the fuck lost. Because he has no right saying that he invented the fucking internet, bro.
Well, I went back in time and I was telling him, I was like, okay, one day, this crazy head scientist or this little punk is going to come asking you about some almanac book, and you got to pop a cap in his ass, bro.
Yo.
It was real. And you know what? Okay, so I was back. This other time, it's like last Thursday. I was back, and I was talking with this woman, and she was like, oh, my God, I love cake, or some such nonsense shit. And I was like, yo, bitch, don't lose your head. And I was like, hey, Marie, don't lose your head, bitch. Right, next day, lost a fucking head.
That's fucking crazy, bro. Check this shit out. You want to hear something really fucking whack, though? Look, the other day, I went fucking back in time, right? And I went to fucking Boston, right? Because it's the fucking motherland.
Right? Socks.
So, I went there, right?
Right.
And I was fucking this chick.
Right.
Right. Right. Come back to the future, I'm fucking Mark Wahlberg.
Damn right, bro.
So you know what? I sent a note back in the future, or back in the past, and I said, say hi to your mother for me.
Yeah.
Now, I am fucking Mark Wahlberg. I'm going to go make Transformers.
So you need some help with your rich time travel bullshit? You just call us at, uh-oh, I fucked up the past time travel cleanup. You can call me Randy Quaid with a K, or my buddy Poops Magoops.
No longer Poops Magoops, bro. I'm Mark Wahlberg. I got a fucking pay-a-play contract. This shit's fucking sweet.
That's wicked badass, bro.
In a world where stories are repeated and studios are ready to take your money, come watch a movie starring Tom Cruise and Megan Fox and explosions.
Also starring Will Smith. Based off of a popular 80s television show that was then remade into a popular 90s television show that 2 years ago was rebooted into a movie trilogy featuring the same guy that played Anakin Skywalker, but now featuring Will Smith.
And go to the movie and see explosions and boobs and other things that you like, we promise.
We purchased Hasbro, and now it features Transformers and Monopoly.
Taking place in the Marvel and Nickelodeon and Disney and DC universes combined.
What about My Little Pony? Do you also like that? Good, because that's in this movie too.
Cash Grab, the movie.
Featuring everything we could possibly think to make you buy it.
Directed by Michael Bay.
Coming in 2016.
Hey, motherfuckers, it's at that Kevin Smith, and you know I've got a new movie coming your way. The studios don't want you to see it, but I do, and it's all about oatmeal. I fucking love oatmeal.
Snoochie Bitches.
It's got fucking Jay and Silent Bob. Me, Silent Bob. This guy, fucking Jay.
Snoochie Boochie's in my penis holes.
He loves fucking oatmeal, too. So we know what we're going to
talk
about.
I stick my penis in oatmeal.
Oatmeal all up inside of you. This is Quaker State, a new film by me, at that Kevin Smith. You can find me on Twitter or hanging out at podcasts or, you know, whatever the fuck ever. Just basically telling the system to go fuck itself.
I think you dump in bowls and call it oatmeal.
Shut the fuck up, Jason Mewes. Do you know how long I've drug your ass through all these fucking movies? You just show up and say Snoochie Boochies when I tell you to. Say it.
Snoochie Boochies.
That's right. Also, all of you people who need to come out and see Quaker State, a new film by me. You've seen Red State, now see fucking Oatmeal, and then, I don't know, the next one I might make about fucking Nick Cage's face gets a life of its own and becomes Jesus Christ. I don't know. All of my movies are getting real fucking weird, and nobody gives a shit about them anyway. But you know what I do, and my podcast listeners do, so come out and see Quaker State, a new film by me, at that Kevin Smith, and Jason Mewes. Say it, motherfucker.
You did it! Welcome back to reality, everybody. Hopefully you made it back with your wallets intact. Because those, let me tell you, were some convincing real fake sponsors. Now again, I'd like to thank you for joining us for this episode of Project Unreal. Exclusively here on the Project Nerd Network. Every Wednesday we've got new free funny coming at you. And until then, don't forget to check out the rest of the amazing Project Nerd Podcast Network. You can find High Five Colon the Podcast, and it's pretty good if I must say so myself. Game Pitch if you're into video games. Nerdcast, Con Moms, Infinite Spaghetti, the list goes on and on. Do yourself a favor, make sure you subscribe to the network. And while you're doing that, please travel on over to www.project-nerd.com for all of your latest nerd news and goodies. And until then, I'm your host, Q. Keep it real.